Let's do this.
What is virtualization?
You're gonna learn today.
Innovate like a startup, deliver like an enterprise.
I hope you're coffeeed up and ready because it's gonna be a great day.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Oh yeah.
You're listening to the Virtually Speaking Podcast with Pedro Aero and John Nicholson.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Virtually Speaking Podcast, episode number 92. My name is Pete Fletcher, a.k.a. Pedro Aero, and John's MIA this week. So joining me as co-host is Mr. Ken Werneberg. Ken, where in the world is John?
I don't know. It's almost as though he just kind of fades in and out of existence like Nightcrawler, just bamfs in and out. But this time I believe he bamfed into Tokyo.
Yeah, you know, but when John's not around, what do? We play a game.
John Nicholson.
It's a global mystery. You got to watch and see. Where in the world is
John
today? Where in the world? Where in the world?
Profoundly dumbfounded.
Yes, that's right. It's that time again. We're going to play Where in the World is John, but instead of giving away a prize, we're just going to spill the beans. John is in Tokyo.
John, well, wait a minute. By the time people are listening to this, John might be somewhere else.
Yeah, that's true. And then we'll play it again. Yes! Just kidding. So John's away this week. He's spreading the gospel of vSAN. He's not on a vacation. He's actually doing the good work that he's paid to do. And so filling in for John is a good friend of the show, Mr. Ken Werneberg. Ken, thank you for joining.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for having me, man. This is awesome to be here again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So today we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and I know also to yours, and that is vMugs, the program vMug. Lots of great information. Lots of people inside this community have probably, chipped their teeth on vMugs. And I thought, what a great way to have this conversation. I collected an interview actually with you at VMworld of Brad Tompkins, but we also brought in some guests, some guys that you probably have seen at a vMug or two. And we'll start with Mr. Tim Davis. Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Tim, you've been around for a while. I know you were actually part of NSX at one point, and then recently you had a job change, right?
Yes. So I am now a technical cloud specialist inside of VMware Cloud Services. Now, if you ask me what that means, I don't know, and nobody really knows yet. We're really, really new, but starting to figure everything out here.
I like it. And John and I had already talked about it. We've got you on our scopes. We'd love to have you come in when you can finally figure out what that job is. We'd love to hear you come in and dive deep for about an hour or so on it. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. We can talk VCS anytime.
Sweet. Also joining us is no stranger to the podcast, also no stranger to the VM world, VM community. If you've ever automated anything in your life, you've probably read one of his blogs, Mr. Kyle Ruddy. Kyle, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you very much for having me again.
Yeah, man. Good to see you. I thought of you guys immediately when we started talking about vMugs. And that's because every time I'm on Twitter and there's a vMug, someone's either thanking you guys for something you wrote, taking a picture with you guys, or talking about a session that you guys spoke at. And so thank you both for all you do for the vMug community. And thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Hey, Kyle. I mean, I got a question for you right off the bat. I mean, often we get questions in terms of, you know, hey, who can we get out to help this particular community, who wants to come do a keynote here and so on and so forth. But it seems to me that every time I'm like, oh yeah, we can staff that one, they're like, oh, too late. It's Kyle or Tim for that matter. How many do you do in a year?
Ooh, how many do I do in a year? That's a really good question. Let's see. I think I'm roughly at about 10 so far this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So we hit double digits, I think, right before VMworld, and recently did the Cincinnati vMug. I think that might have even been 11. So
yeah,
quite a few.
You're hitting about like one a month sort of a cadence. What about you, Tim? Same sort of thing?
So no, I actually do not get around as much as Kyle does.
I heard that.
This year, I think I'm at like 5 or 6 or so.
That's still a hefty amount.
Yeah. And I'm not going to leave this podcast without at least talking a little bit about another side angle that Tim does. Tim does a lot of vMugs, but somehow he squeezes in like vBrisket and there's meat being grilled and I'm drooling over the internet looking at all these tomahawk prime rib steaks, things that he does. Ken, have you seen this?
Yes, I have. And what with my current sort of all carnivore diet, makes me kind of have some regret that I'm not doing a little more traveling these days.
Yeah. We got to get an episode just on the best way to grill chicken and steak. And Tim, we'll bring you on for that one.
Oh, we can do that all day.
Very cool.
Does it involve a Kamado?
Mine does, yes. Yes.
Awesome. Best meat nice. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right. So we're going to start this podcast with a conversation that Ken and I had with the CEO of VMUG, Mr. Brad Tompkins. And so here's that.
VMworld 2018. We are joined by the CEO of VMUG, Mr. Brad Tompkins. Brad, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So last time I saw you was at Empower, actually. I think we interviewed you there. And yeah, that's been a little while, though. So have you been?
Doing well. Doing well. Busy. Happy to be here at VMworld. This is a great show for us and a lot of exciting announcements. It was nice to hear some vSphere announcements on the main stage. So it's a good show. Enjoying it.
I have to tell you, I am super excited. As soon as I walked up to Brad, Ken, he handed me this new sticker. This is definitely going on the laptop. It's the new VMUG UserCon sticker, and it's actually pretty snazzy. I like it.
Yes. So the story behind that is you might have known this, but this is the first year we did a global call for content, and we heard back from our members that, you know what, we got to get more technical content. We want more community. So we're like, well, how can we make this change? So we started doing things like global call for content. We started really vetting the content, making sure that, you know, the vendors weren't getting too salesy, and we actually pushed back on some, and they appreciated that.
Thank you for that.
Yes. And so a lot of that stuff was behind the scenes, but we really wanted to make a change. We actually heard good feedback on Twitter about, oh, I've noticed the content's better. So now we're kind of going to the next level. So what we're doing in 2019 is changing up the way user cons are a little bit, kind of have the traditional trade show floor kind of be the hub of activity for everybody. We're going to do some silent theaters and have some relaxation stations and things like that. So we're still baking out this plan. But along with that is a new logo. So you can see on that we're trying to obviously keep the focus on user. So we got the UserCon in there. Right. We actually did a survey with our members. Should we change the name? And we had some good names out there that people came up with. But the majority of the people are like, UserCon's great.
Yeah.
Just keep it. And so a little refresh logo. But the main thing is the changes that we're doing, you know, to our events to meet what our members are asking for. And so I'm excited about it. You'll see that starting rolling out in 2019 in full force. You might see it sprinkled in here a little bit in 2018 with some of the remaining user cons that we have, but we're exciting.
Well, that's kind of interesting that you mentioned that there's some changes coming down the road here for UserCon in general, but for the program as a whole, and it's driven by the community that's asking for these changes and more technical content as part of that. But I found it interesting. We've had a couple of conversations this week as well that the demographic of the user group community as a whole seems to be shifting to a less experienced group. It seems to be bringing a lot of earlier adopters seem to be shifting into different roles. And it seems that we're getting a lot of, you know, first year admins, second year admins who really might need some of that technical guidance. Do you think that's playing into the factors here? Or is
it? Yes, it is interesting. So obviously VMUG has been around for a while and we're kind of seeing the evolution. So we do have some folks that have been part of it for a long time and their jobs are evolving and they're kind of getting past the virtual admin role. But we still have the folks that come to it, and I meet them at almost every UserCon. This is my first UserCon, and it is awesome.
Right.
I can't believe it. This is great.
Yeah.
And so it's so neat and refreshing to hear that because it's kind of like, oh, that was me 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And so they're enthusiastic and getting involved in those kind of things. In fact, about 70% of our attendees at a UserCon, that was their first UserCon.
Wow.
So some of these things that we're making changes, they're not going to know because it'll be their first one anyway. But hopefully it'll be successful for them and they'll enjoy it and get the content they need.
Sure. And for most of those, they've also never been to VMworld. So that is the beginning. These people are new to IT. Not all of them, but many people are new. So they go there and this is their first exposure to it. So I think VMUG has always been foundational. And this community that we have is obviously very, very intelligent group, right? We are all about learning. I mean, this is one of the best communities that I've ever been involved with is the VMware community. And VMUG is like foundational to that. Learning, absolutely. Going there, even trying your first chops at doing public speaking, you know,
that's
doing
right.
These sessions. Most people will tell you that if you're going to, you know, if you do want to present, you know, the best place to do that is to take something that you know really well that you're passionate about, a lab project or a certain software program or whatever, and get to a UserCon and share that story with others. I mean, that's, to
you're
me,
right,
that is
Pete.
Foundational to this community.
I tell everybody, you have a story.
Yep.
Get up there and tell
right.
it. And people will react to that and they'll appreciate that fact. And so it's good. That's what we're trying to do. In fact, one of the other changes that we're doing is putting some budget behind community sessions. So this would be somebody that maybe wants to speak for the first time, or maybe they do it at their local VMUG, but they get asked to do it at a different one. Well, we've got now funds that we can say, all right, we're going to fly you out, get you to a hotel room. If you'll speak, you can come do it. So it's been great for our local leaders who really are very involved in planning the user cons to know that they now have that availability to get somebody that is kind of starting on that path of speaking. And, you know, sure. I think they really appreciate that. And it's kind of an honor. Wow. I'm going to get flown somewhere to go speak. So
yeah,
it's kind of neat. It's kind of neat to see.
It's nice also that, you, as you mentioned, we've got users that have been part of that community since the very beginning. So there's a lot of legacy in terms of the intelligence that they bring. And
that's right.
Helping develop some of these people that are interested in getting more involved or getting the information that they need or getting these speaker opportunities. I know Dave Zillick has been working in Vancouver, I think, 11 years as the user group leader for about three different groups.
Right.
And just that amount of information that people can deliver to that incoming group is pretty impressive when you have that new wave of people coming in as well as the more experienced leaders. So
That's right.
So one more question for you, Brad. Are there any changes to the actual membership, to the program, or is that still the same?
No, it's just generally still the same. So we are over 125,000 members worldwide. Our membership is free. We do have an upgraded membership called VMUG Advantage.
VMUG Advantage, right.
Yes, and some of the big things in that is discounts on training. So it's 20 to 35% off of discounts and certification. That's VMware training, not our training. It's just reselling the VMware. So that's a great discount.
That pays for the membership right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that'll pay for it for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And also Eval Experience. So that's nearly all of the VMware software that you can download a 365-day license key. This is the only place you can get that. For your home lab only, not for production. Right. But that way you can try out new cool things like vSAN, like NSX. Obviously, vSphere, we got the new version in there as well. I was just talking to Manchu yesterday about, hey, got to get platinum on Eval Experience now. Come on. He's like, all right, we'll get to it. We just announced it, Brad. Give me a few minutes. But our members are looking forward to it. So
they could have app defense for their home applications. You know, my DNS server is now protected.
That's right. That's right.
Well, your DNS server is probably broken anyway, right? Like every DNS server.
Mine.
Well, listen, Brad, I'll be doing the keynote in Orlando, and so I hope to see you there.
Yes, I'm planning on being at that one, so looking forward to having you there.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
So, yeah, that was Brad. I guess the first thing I'll mention is a change in plans. I'm not able to do the keynote in Orlando. I actually, I'm going to be in Prague that week. So in my place is going to be Ron Singler from the Office of the CTO, and he's going to be talking some vSAN for you guys. So that should be good. Look forward to that one.
Hey, Peter, does that mean we're going to be playing Where in the World is Pete Fletcher? Where in the World is Pete?
Yeah, you like those master editing skills of that, right? Where in the world is John Nicholson? Anywho, yeah, so that was Brad. A couple of takeaways from that. I think he's been doing a fantastic job with the VMUG. He's real personable. He's really making the program, you know, it's a great program anyway, but I think he's doing a really good job leading it. I love the fact that they're now giving funds to promote new community speakers to come out there, give them budget, you know, because a lot of folks that are in the trenches at a certain job are not going to be able to get to a VMUG. And so having that funded by VMUG, I think really helps. And so if you're considering going to a VMUG and you want to speak, man, you should definitely look into that and see if you can get some funding for that. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think that's one of the more powerful sessions when you hear somebody who's actually, you know, doing something day in and day out, and they're able to present something that they've done. You know, that's really powerful, and a lot of folks learn a lot from those people sharing that experience. So it's really nice to see that they're embracing the community and even putting some funds behind that to really help spread that message.
Well, and in all fairness, that's really how the whole VMware user group started. It was users getting together and talking about things. It did go through a period where it got very commercialized.
Very salesy.
Stuff like that. Very salesy. And this push that they've got to get those community sessions back in there is fantastic. And I was in Chicago for the VMUG yesterday, and the community sessions that they had there were great. Matt Heldstab did one on, you know, proper communication and, you know, public speaking and stuff like that. And it was really great session.
Yeah, I remember because I'm old as the hills here, I remember having the very first VMUG get-togethers, and there were literally people sitting around in a library room, like just five guys saying, hey, anyone else have any exposure to this stuff? How do you use the MUI and things like that? So it was really all about that knowledge sharing and people, you know, just exchanging information that they've gleaned from their own experiences. And I really enjoy that aspect of VMUG in general.
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah, there was, and Tim, like you said, there was a time in the middle where I would attend a VMUG and the only sessions were just jamming down your throat a very specific product, and in exchange they would, you know, basically pay for lunch. And I was like, This is a waste of my time. But yeah, now more and more you're seeing real, you know, real experiences, real people coming in there. And then also getting the, you know, because it is a VMUG, so you're getting guys like, you know, if it's Duncan or overseas, or if it's Cormac, or, you know, even yourself, you know, Tim or someone like Kyle Ruddy coming in and explaining, you know, Power CLI and talking about those things that you've been reading about anyway. So I think it's a really nice mix of having, you know, the authoritative VMworld, if you will, voice, but then also having the people in the trenches that are actually doing it in their jobs and showing, hey, this is how I made this work on my environment.
Exactly right.
Matter of fact, I was looking online and I saw on Twitter just the other day, because I did a little hashtag VMUG search and I tried to see what some of the upcoming events were. And there was a gentleman on there by the name of Victor Ford, and he's new to VMUG speaking, at least. And he just sent a message out on Twitter saying, hey, I'm new and I'm getting ready to speak for the very first time. Any advice? And then you could just see a list of people immediately responding in the community saying, oh, here, don't be afraid, be genuine, show this, all these tips, you know, that we all started to learn over the years. And I thought that was really cool that the community reached out there and basically embraced these new speakers. And so Victor Ford he's actually speaking today at the Scottish VMUG. And he said, once he's finished, he's going to come on and chat with us. So who knows? It might be by the end of this podcast, or it might be a little bit later. But either way, I think it's cool when guys that come out there, guys and gals, that get out there and speak for the first time, and then you know, the community doesn't just, you know, throw fruit at them; they actually try to help them.
Do you guys remember your first time?
Oh yeah, you bet. It was at a VMUG,
and it was horrible.
What did you talk about?
So I actually talked about community, and I would say that, you know, out of all of the tech communities and stuff like that I've been a part of, the VMware tech community to me is second to none. The support, the people in it, everything's fantastic. And I literally, I was working towards trying to get VXpert for the first time. So I needed some stuff to pad my resume in there. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll go talk at a VMUG. And I created a quick little deck talking about, you know, some of the different programs and stuff like that. You know, at that time, Pernix Data was still around. So I had become a Pernix Pro in that time, and was talking about that and some of the different things that you could get, some of the access to people that you can get from within the community. And I was terrified. We were in a movie theater. It was the exact same kind of thing you were talking about, where it was just a bunch of vendor presentations, right, and they pay for lunch. But I was the only community session there, and I was terrified in front of a movie theater full of people, but it went really well, and I've been doing it ever since.
Well, that's an interesting point there, that, I mean, there are all sorts of different topics that you can talk about, whether it's a skill set, whether it's talking about a product set, whether it's informing people about, you know, career opportunities and job advancement opportunities that they've got, all sorts of things, whiteboards, breakouts. Sometimes it's just leading a hands-on lab, things like that. Kyle, what's your favorite sort of session to deliver out of VMUG? For me, I love the whiteboards and, of course, the keynotes, but everyone's kind of different. What do you like?
I like doing something that's interactive and being able to, like, for my, you know, specialty or what have you, you know, being able to open up a PowerShell session and just start showing stuff. So one of my favorite sessions from VMworld this past year was the training session over PowerShell before the hackathon. And it was literally, you know, they gave us not a whole lot of time to prep. And really, how do you train, you know, an audience that's probably from level, I've never opened PowerShell before, to I know way more than you, you know, so how do you create kind of, you know, an agenda or, you know, something like that? So I literally went up on stage and I'm like, okay, here's a PowerShell window. Let's talk about what you all think is going to be extremely important to, you know, being most successful as part of the hackathon.
I love it.
So I think that's some of the sessions that I enjoy the most. And to kind of echo Ken's sentiment there, you know, I've been around VMUG for many, many years. I was a 6-year leader of the Indianapolis VMUG, and it's really cool to see kind of the evolution of these session types, because it used to just be, hey, we're going to go up and we're going to talk about this one particular VMware technology or this one particular, you know, vendor technology. And now we're really spreading the wealth wide, and covering, you know, things like soft skills to career skills. I think there was a group that did kind of a resume type building or resume generating event either early this year or late last year. I mean, it's pretty fantastic to see just the amount of interaction and the amount of knowledge that's being shared anymore. It's wild.
Wait. They did a resume generating event at a
that's probably not the appropriate term, but you know, it went along that way.
Yeah,
nobody was like logged into their prod environments.
from what I've seen, all of those kind of, I don't want to say out of the box sessions, because they're really not in the grand scheme of things, but for the format that VMUG has been for a while, it is, instead of just having, you know, a sales guy go up there and hit a PowerPoint and start talking about stuff, the sessions where you literally just open up your laptop and start demoing things.
Yeah.
I participated in Cincinnati in a career advice panel for lunch, which was fantastic. All of those kind of things, I think, are starting to gain more and more traction. And Kyle mentioned the soft skills there. Those are incredibly important. And to a lot of the people that are going to these VMUGs, that can be even more beneficial to them than the actual, you know, learning about that little feature vSphere does from time to time, you know?
Do you guys hear what Brad was saying there about the silent theater as well? You familiar with that? What's the deal with the silent theater? I'm just picturing like a mall with a horde of zombies kind of wandering through wearing headphones or something. It's much cooler than that.
I just saw it for the first time yesterday in Chicago. And they take the big ballroom where the main keynote is, and they split it into two, but not with an actual divider. So you've got two simultaneous presentations going on, but everybody's wearing headphones. So you're only listening to the person that you want to listen to, even though there's two people that are actually presenting in the room. It's a really, really interesting concept. And it made a really, you know, good use of the space that they had. I like the idea a lot.
Do they have other events for folks with ADD? Because that would not work for me. I'd be like, wait, look at what he's saying.
Medication at the door with your headphones.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Take your pick. You want some Adderall or you want some headphones? Yeah.
Both. Gotta have both.
Very nice.
One other thing that I thought was very interesting too with Brad is the shift in the demographic. Like we're seeing, again, the first generation of, let's call it vSphere administrators, really moving into different areas, as you said, you know, where either hopefully retiring, but maybe also just changing into different roles and things like this as they get more experience in the industry. And I thought it was interesting that we got a new generation of really administrator rolling in that has less experience than some of these older folk might with the VMware ecosystems.
So, yep.
Interesting shift in the demographic at the VMUG, which of course is a good leading indicator of where the community is. So, have you guys seen the same sort of thing at user cons and such?
I've seen a big shift in that as well. And the thing that really stands out to me is a statistic that Brad mentioned in that. And he had actually mentioned that to me the night before the Cincinnati UserCon. And that was the, I think he said like 65 to 75% of the people that go to UserCons, it's their first VMUG event ever. And that blows me away. I would expect that to be a lot lower. I would expect it to be a lot more recurring people. But no, he's absolutely right. When you talk to people like doing booth duty and stuff like that, it is most people there's first VMUG ever. And I mean, I think that's a really great way of getting them stuck in there, because sometimes some of the smaller events, they're really good events, but they're not going to bring them in like it would a user con. So they go there, they see there's value there, and they keep going.
Yep. I've had a good experience with that. My first event ever was just a regular VMUG event. It was, you know, there was, I think they had, you know, some Subway out in the hallway for lunch. And then it was one room. And we all sat in there and watched in Raleigh, just, you know, we just watched a couple of different, there were a couple of different presentations, but you didn't have any choice. That was the room that you were in. And then, of course, I've been to the user con. I started going to some user cons and I was like, wow, this is the big show. This is amazing. Look at all these people. Look at all these different people. And as a matter of fact, I think I met Frank Dennerman when he was at Pernix Data at a UserCon in Charlotte. And then I was like, oh, wow, this is such a great community. This is awesome. And I started going, and then forget it. Then you go to VMworld and it's like, you know, yeah, then you're just like blown away. It's like, wow, okay, so this is really the big show. But I still go to UserCons and VMUGs because I think they're awesome. It's a great place to meet up with people that are doing the same thing that you're doing in your community. And so I haven't given up on them just because we have to go to VMworlds all the time. There's still a lot of value in going to the VMUGs and the UserCons as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's my theory on the whole thing too. I think because we have a new generation of people coming in at the same time as we're seeing a large shift in terms of the skill sets that are needed to manage a new environment. Like, we're not talking about a storage administrator that's going to have to go and learn about storage.
Yep.
And a vSphere administrator who's going to have to learn about vSphere. With this new cloud automation model, well, cloud operational model, it's all about converged skill sets. and it's all about automation, right, Kyle? And I mean, we got all of these things that everyone is going to need to know a little bit about. And what better venue to learn about these things than from your peers and from leaders in the industry who happen to be steeped in automation, can tell you all about the APIs, who can be steeped in vSAN and tell you all about storage administration, things like that. So to me, I think that's, again, you know, to get off my soapbox here very quickly, I think it's a really important aspect of what VMUG and the user cons and all these types of events can bring you, is that ability to network with your peers who have that expertise, who are going to set up this new generation of administrators for a cloud operational model.
Yeah, and you never know who you're going to run into at some of these events too. I mean, even just from the local community, it's always amazing to hear what some of the other projects are that are going on and some of the issues that people are working on, and really how you can help each other out as you go along and each learn. You know, it doesn't have to be at a VMUG. It can be outside of VMUG as well, but VMUG's going to help you make that connection.
Yeah, I think one time I went to a UserCon and I actually ran into Kyle Ruddy's beard. He was the transporter of Kyle Ruddy's beard. Did you see that?
Yeah. I have seen some things. That thing just pops up all over the place.
Yeah, I saw
follow
that.
It on Twitter.
But... And the transporter. Now, yeah. It's a trick when you catch them in different locations.
That's when Kyle Ruddy's just rolling incognito mode.
Yeah.
Almost can't even recognize him.
Yeah, that is a funny thing about the VMUG registration process, because they give you the opportunity, you know, you can pre-register and then you go in and you just click a button and there's your badge. Or you can actually type in the name of your name and your company right there on the spot. And I think I've seen a couple of pretty creative names that have been put on there that may not have been completely true. Like, I've definitely seen some people take advantage of the fact that you don't have to show your ID when you print your badge.
There's somebody walking around one of the VMUGs with the name badge, Ron Jeremy from the Southern California Movie Association.
Yeah, I did see that.
So Pat Gelsinger, the CEO of VMware, was actually in the Chicago VMUG yesterday, just in case you guys didn't know.
Oh, really? But
yeah,
but it
he got
wasn't
a little
him?
Different haircut, but, you know, that's what his badge said.
That's hilarious.
It's sort of a scruffy goatee. And
But was the tattoo there?
It was not.
Oh.
True story. I did see somebody with a badge at a VMUG event, UserCon. Actually, I think it was Indianapolis, actually. And they had this badge that said Ron Jeremy on it and, you know, Southern California, whatever. And so I'm sitting there talking to them, and out of the blue, someone tries to be slick and take a picture of the badge because it, you know, they were like, okay. Yeah. So someone tried to be slick, but their flash went off. And all of a sudden, we looked over like, oh, yeah, you're busted. You just took a picture of the badge.
That person must have been tremendously embarrassed and probably slinked away into the depths of the expo floor.
I think you're right.
Yeah, may have happened that way. Who knows?
But we digress. Yeah. So yeah, lots of fun at VMUGs. I mean, obviously great speaking opportunities, great learning opportunities, great impersonation opportunities, lots of opportunities at VMUGs. So Kyle, when you led a VMUG for a long time, what even possessed you to take on that responsibility?
Well, they were looking for help, and I was apparently stupid enough to raise my hand and say, yeah, talk to me. And then, you know, 6 years later, I was running one of the biggest user cons in the US.
Yeah.
You know, so pretty wild experience.
What is that like? Because to us on the outside, you know, as speakers, we get a request to show up and throw up, and that's fairly straightforward. You know, to the attendees, it just seems like it all happens by magic. What sort of planning goes into that, setting up an event?
It's super intense. You know, the planning for Indy started almost 6 months beforehand. You know, so we had everything from who do we want for the keynote, what sponsors we want, what layout we're going to have. The Indianapolis Convention Center always had unique challenges, should I say, in terms of where we were going to be able to host the event, at what times, so on and so forth. So, you know, you always had all these different kinds of things that it was never just about, okay, what content do we want? It was really all about, you know, how do we market this properly? How do we get the appropriate people there? How do we really get a hold of the folks who are going to be there to make sure that we're ensuring the content that's being presented is really going to be something that they're going to care about? You know, how do we make sure that it's relevant to them? And really that takes it's a long, long, very detailed process.
Wait. So you got to have your finger on the pulse of the entire community for your region and have your finger on the pulse of the speakers who are available and know that this guy is going to be able to address those requirements while setting up sponsorship and, you know, making sure they've got the right craft beer at the reception event and things like that, right?
Yeah, that's where having a large team of not just leaders, but also from the VMUG headquarters side to really help out. That's definitely key to making sure that you have a successful UserCon. And even, you know, similar situation, even for the smaller, you know, the regular either quarterlies or we were running monthly VMUG events where, you know, you have to heavily rely on your team members and, you know, heavily rely on the VMUG HQ folks to really help out and be extremely supportive.
Tim, you had a dabble in that as well, right? Did you lead the VMUG in Dallas? I know you were pretty active in supporting it.
I did not. I was in the process of, like, I don't want to say trying out for it when I got hired at VMware, and all of a sudden that was not an option anymore.
Yeah, that'll disqualify you for sure. But
yeah.
But yeah, I know that you at least coordinated some. I think I saw that you were coordinating some V brisket awareness at the event.
So we were doing we worked with the V brisket guys, and they allowed us to do some V brisket Texas events that we put together down here. And that was during the phase of where VMUG had become very commercially for a little bit.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get back to the tech and stuff like that. So that's kind of why we pushed those down here. And that, and we thought that we could do better brisket in Texas.
Ooh, shots fired.
Yeah, I know. I'm from North Carolina. I'm like, I don't know if I should, you know,
there's no barbecue in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's true.
Now that Tim's on permanent mute.
Yeah, great idea. You know I have post-editing capabilities, right? I'm going to make your voice say North Carolina barbecue is the best.
It's the best, yeah.
Do you guys do that vinegary stuff, or is that the dry rub?
Kansas City is a lot of dry rub. So the Carolinas is going to be where you get the real vinegary barbecue sauce, and also the mustard based sauces and stuff like that.
Right.
The distinction with Texas barbecue is that it's beef as opposed to pork, which you're going to get everywhere else.
Gotcha.
And what's the best barbecue?
Texas barbecue.
Say it for me. Say Texas barbecue is the best barbecue.
No, I'm not going to give you these sound bites.
Texas barbecue is this barbecue.
That's going to sound totally different on the episode. You'll see. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. North Carolina is the best barbecue. All right, moving on.
I don't know, man. I think you guys need to learn a little bit about barbecue from Canada. What you do is you boil your ribs and then you cover them in ketchup.
Oh. Ken.
All right. And we're pulling out of the ditch now, back onto the podcast. Very nice. All right, gentlemen. Well, I think that's a pretty good conversation around VMUG. Obviously, I think we all can probably agree that this is an excellent opportunity for folks, whether you're just starting in IT, whether you've been in IT for a while, looking for an opportunity to sharpen your soft skills, your public speaking skills, or just do some socializing with like-minded individuals in your area. Gentlemen, any closing thoughts before we wrap this one up?
No, I think it's been great. Thanks for having me.
Definitely, if you're listening to this and are looking to be, you know, get more involved, reach out to either the VMUG headquarters staff or even to your local leaders. You know, offer to help, offer to present, offer to do anything that that they need help with.
Absolutely. Lots of great opportunities to learn, but also to contribute, like Kyle being a leader, you know, or even if you don't have time for that, maybe you can just contribute in any way. Lots of great opportunities. Reach out to the VMUG folks on Twitter, at their website, which is aptly vmug.com. And yeah, lots of great information out there. So gentlemen, anything else before we take off?
Yeah, I think the really important thing that I took away from all this is how much opportunity there is for people not just, you know, to learn and all the rest of these things, but to pick up new skill sets and present, right? I think both these guys just kind of emphasize that.
Yeah.
But and we were always looking at things like, you know, VMworld. And one of the things that's so important for us is, you know, have these people got any speaker experience? And VMUG is such a good way to hone that craft. As was mentioned earlier, everyone has a story, I think Brad said. Everyone has a story, and we always want to hear what that story is from our customers, from our partners, from whomever. So if you have that story to tell, you know, that's the opportune moment to get up there and tell what that story is and be able to, you know, get some practice presenting as well as help everyone out. So yeah, huge fan of hearing from people for people at the VMUGs.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, on that gentleman that would ask that question on Twitter, among all the different comments that people said, I think that was the one that I kept hearing was, you know, you've got a story. Give us your personal story and how this technology affected you, because that's what people really want to hear. That's what really, you know, the art of a good storyteller is somebody that can
tell you good information, but also apply their own, you know, genuine experience with that. And I think that always makes a better presentation as opposed to just spitting out the ones and zeros, correct? Mm-hmm. Although you do need to have the ones and zeros. But yeah, it is good to also have a little bit of personal story. All right, last call, gentlemen. Anything else before we take off? Oh, and just as I'm about to hit the outro music, I get a ping on Slack from the gentleman I mentioned earlier. It's Victor Ford. He's at the Scottish VMUG right now. He literally just finished his very first VMUG presentation. So I'm going to get him on the line real quick and see how this went. Hold on. Awesome. So now joining us is straight out of the VMUG. His first presenting experience is actually Victor Ford from the Scottish VMUG. Victor, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. So, man, this is great. You're literally still sitting in the venue. You messaged on Twitter that this was going to be your first time speaking at a VMUG. Certainly not your first time speaking anywhere, but your first time speaking at a VMUG. You asked for some input, and I noticed a lot of folks from the community immediately jumped in and started giving you some tips and tricks. And so I want to hear from the horse's mouth. How was your first VMUG presentation?
I have to say it was awesome. It really was awesome. I was a bit nervous initially because presenting to people, you know, sometimes is the hardest. Presenting to peers that are kind of doing your job in the field as well, it's a little bit different. So you're not pitching. It's a VMUG, yeah? So just tell us more to know what's happening. So I just tried to give the crowd what they wanted and try and enjoy it as well. And it worked out, actually. It was really good.
Sweet. So what was your presentation on, by the way?
It was on Bailey Gifford are a customer of ours, and they went from a traditional storage approach into HCI and the transformation, and they did that with a VxRail stretch cluster. So presented on that journey for the customer, you know. So it went really well.
Very cool. So now that you're a professional, did you get any feedback? I know you had a lot of questions on Twitter. Did any of that apply to your message? Because I'm sure it was still a little nervous.
It did, actually. It did. I listened to and added some images to make it a bit more fun than your atypical presentation you do in the day job. You know?
Yeah.
So it worked out better. It was fun. You missed it. There was me in a Robin outfit that I dressed up in the costume. That's how I introduced.
No way! Are you serious?
Yeah, we did a charity event at work. So I was basically a co-buddy of Sandy Bryce on the project. So I thought he'd be Batman and I'd be Robin. So it worked out.
Wow. Okay. So most people are just trying to get through a presentation without stumbling, and you just went crazy and went as Batman. I love it. Or Robin, yeah. That's fantastic. Very cool.
There was one thing. I met Sam McKeown is here, and he's doing a presentation on all the VRA and NSX. And we were just having a sidebar chat, and he was funny. I was building it up, the presentation in the VMUG, and he said, "This isn't a VCDX defense, you know." So and he was right. Just relax into it, and it worked out really good. The community are really appreciative of the knowledge sharing. You know, that's the difference. You know, it's really cool.
Yeah. So that was it. We just finished recording with the boys for this week's episode, and I really wanted to get your perspective. And that's sort of the theme, right? VMUGs in general. This is a community effort of people doing a knowledge share, but it's not just a huge vendor push or salesy push. It's people that are using the similar technology, and then they're able to contribute and say, hey, look, this is what I'm doing in the field. This is what works. This is what sucks. This is what needs to be fixed. This is where we're at today, and this is the best way to make it happen. So so was that the feel you got as well?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's the big difference is it's experiences. Either it be customer experiences, your experiences in the field working for a customer or a vendor deploying the technologies. It's just sharing those experiences in the field. And we did, it was good. We kind of took that tack as well. You know, warts and all, what went wrong during deployments? What would you take into the next one? What really worked? And so on and so forth. And it was the common theme in the other presentations. So you're right. You hit the nail on the head.
I love it. Well, listen, thanks for joining. And now that you are a professional VMUG speaker, I'm going to be looking for your name on all future VMUG events.
I let the rest of them rate me. No, there was no rate card there, so let's pretend I'm awesome at least. Yeah.
Very cool. All right, Victor, man, enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for taking time to chat with us. Take care.
Thanks very much, Pedro. Listen, I appreciate the invite. Your podcast is super awesome. Keep it coming. Love
very
it.
Cool.
Thanks,
very cool. Very cool. All right, cheers. All right, cool. That was good timing. Awesome. Great to hear from Victor. Now we can finally go. That music tells me it's time to go, and so if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at podcast@vmware.com. You can subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice by searching Virtually Speaking Podcast. You can catch this and all episodes at thespeakingpodcast.com. A big thanks to Kyle, Tim, Ken, and the late entry of Victor joining us on the podcast this week. We're back next week, but until then, bye for now.
See? This is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Rock and roll!
As Ken grabs his guitar. You know, we should have actually had you guys play some outro music for us. You know, Tim, you can grab your guitar. Ken, you grab yours. Kyle, you got a tambourine or anything over there you might be able to contribute?
I'm sure I could find something. More cowbell.
Yes, yes. I'll play the water glass.
Enough of this jibber jabber.